はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 166, text message turmoil.Natsuko-san, a few things before we start today. Well, it's nice to have you here, of course.
Thank you.
Now, we've had some comments recently、mm-hmm. about a very observant listener, and he is correct. He stated that our beginner lessons should not be titled beginner lessons.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And yes, and today's conversation, if there was ever an example, today's conversation is that example that, yes, our levels are a bit off, but we're in the process...of coming up with a new naming convention. And again, the reason we call this series Beginner Lessons is because if you start from lesson one and you go in a linear fashion, one, two, three, four, each lesson builds upon the previous one. So、mm-hmm. perhaps the levels do segment in between. So perhaps a better title for this series is Season One.
Oh, yes, sure. Because we advanced too much.
Yeah, we're really advanced. And today's conversation is...Well, all we can say is 頑張ってください。
Mm-hmm. But we went through 166.
So we're contradicting ourselves there too. Beginner lesson number 166.
Yeah. Someone who went through 165 lessons is no longer a beginner, right?
No way. And, you know, some of these grammar points that we're touching on, we actually covered in our earliest intermediate lessons.
Oh, yes, sure.
There are these overlapping themes, but this is something we're working on, we hope to address. So, もう少々お待ちください。Just hang on a little bit longer. But for now, Natsuko-san, tell us about today's conversation.
Pretty controversial topic, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Okay, first, who are the speakers?
There are two women talking about what?
You tell me, because actually, Natsuko makes a long-awaited return to voice acting. So...
And what a role I did.
So just sum up today's lesson real quick.
Oh, it's two women talking about text message.
Judging by the politeness level, they are?
Friends.
So we're going to have informal Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, here we go.
どうしたの？そんな病人みたいな顔して。
昨日太郎に浮気がバレて大変だったのよ。
ホストとの浮気バレたの？なんでバレたの？
それが携帯を見たみたいなのよ。私がお風呂に入ってる隙に。
メール消してなかったの？バカだな。メール消すのは鉄則でしょ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。どうしたの？そんな病人みたいな顔して。
昨日、太郎に浮気がバレて大変だったのよ。
ホストとの浮気バレたの？なんでバレたの？
それが、携帯を見たみたいなのよ。私がお風呂に入っている隙に。
メール消してなかったの。バカだな。メール消すのは鉄則でしょう。
次は英語が入ります。
どうしたの？そんな病人みたいな顔して。
What's wrong? You're pale. You look like a sick person.
昨日、太郎に浮気がバレて大変だったのよ。
Yesterday, Taro found out I was cheating on him, and it was a mess.
ホストとの浮気バレたの？なんでバレたの？
What? He found out about you seeing the host? How did he find out?
それが、携帯を見たみたいなのよ。私がお風呂に入ってる隙に。
I think he saw my cell phone while I was taking a bath.
メール消してなかったの？バカだな。メール消すのは鉄則でしょ。
You didn't erase your email messages? You fool. That's a golden rule. 夏子さん、今日の会話どう思いましたか？
最低ですね。
The worst? What did you think of your role?
Wow! What a role!
All right, now, this conversation, there's just so much in there that what we're going to do is go through the vocab very quick, and then we're going to take a look at the Japanese. Now, Natsuko-san, first word.
病人
Sick person, patient.
病人
Two characters making up this word. First we have?
Sickness.
Then we have?
Person.
So, very logical. Sick person. Sickness person. Very straightforward here. Followed by?
浮気
Unfaithful.
浮気浮気
Now, this is a noun here, but usually here this is used in a different context, usually in its verb form, which is
浮気する
or talking about a person who cheats.
浮気者
cheater. And 浮気する is to cheat, to be unfaithful. Now, what's so interesting for this about me is, what are the characters, the two characters that make up this word?
The first one is float.
So, rising up.
Yeah, or drift.
To float, you have to be quite light.
Yeah, sure.
So, take things light.
Mm-hmm.
So, taking things light, followed by?
Ki, which means feeling.
Yeah. So, a light feeling.
Mm-hmm.
A floating feeling.
Yeah.
So, you're not really serious.
Yeah.
If this helps you remember it,
mm-hmm.
you know, the two characters that make up this.
Yeah.
So, you tend to... Drift away
mm-hmm.
from your responsibilities.
Yeah, right.
Which is the opposite when you're really serious about something or someone.
Mm-hmm.
And that is...
本気
And the first character for this means root. There are many meanings, but one is root.
Mm-hmm.
Root feeling. Serious feeling. So here you can see opposite ends of the spectrum. One is rooted down. Your feelings are, you know, you're rooted down towards that person. The other one, floating away.
Yeah. So one is very steady, and the other is more like unstringed.
Yeah, floating away, free, without string.
Mm-hmm.
No strings attached. You know, we have that expression in English.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then we have next.
好きに
While one has a chance, use this chance.
好きに好きに
Can we have a sample sentence for this?
彼が見ていない好きに逃げた
While he wasn't looking...They escaped. 好きに right in front of the verb, to escape. Next we have?
鉄則
Ironclad regulation.
鉄則鉄則
Kind of like written in stone.
Mm-hmm.
That's a rule you have to obey.
Yes.
All right, Natsuko-san, let's try to help everyone understand what's going on today. And maybe in the process, we can understand ourselves.
Okay.
You actually have the insight here, but anyway, let's get into it. What do you have first?
どうしたの?
What's wrong? What happened?
そんな病人みたいな顔して。
Okay, let's take a look at this part of the sentence. Natsuko-san, can you give us the first part one more time?
そんな。
Like that. Like that.
病人。
Like that, sick person.
みたいな。
Like. And then we have the na, because みたい is treated as a na adjective. Here, it's not the verb.Mitai, I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it means like,
yeah.
as if, referring to some appearance. And this is used when someone has some knowledge or judging by someone's appearance, the way something looks to them.
Yeah.
Okay? So we have, like that, sick person.
顔
Face.
して
And to make a face in Japanese is 顔する
mm-hmm.
何々顔する
Yeah.
And here, suru is conjugated into its te form, which the rest is inferred.
Yeah.
So literally we have that kind, sick person, like, face, make. Now, we have to kind of back up. And Natsuko-san, as we say over and over, so much in Japanese is inferred. Now, speaker A, the first speaker here,
mm-hmm.
who is the subject? Who are we talking about in this sentence?
The yeah. other person.
The other person. So you, then we go to the back.And as we said, 顔する is to make a face.
Mm-hmm.
You're making a face. Then we have みたいな,
mm-hmm.
like or as if, sick person, sona and here. So we translate this as, you look like a sick person.
Yeah, right.
What's wrong? Again, that's the first part. What's wrong? You're making the face of a sick person.
Yeah.
Then we have?
昨日、太郎に浮気がバレて大変だったのよ。
Yesterday, Taro found out I was cheating, and it was a mess. Let's just take a quick look here. The particles in this sentence are very important. First, we start off with yesterday.
昨日。
Followed by?
太郎に。
Okay, Taro's the one that found out, and here, he's marked by the particle に。This is followed by?
浮気がバレて。
Unfaithful was exposed. Unfaithful, exposed. Taro, by. So to Taro, the unfaithfulness was exposed. Okay, and bareru here is not the passive, but rather intransitive. It's the intransitive verb of to expose.
Yeah, right.
Then we have?
大変だったのよ.
And this word, 大変. Again, context of the sentence.Because it can be used as an adverb, it can be used as an adjective, but here it means that it was a very serious or a situation with a lot of consequences.
Trouble.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then we have?
ホストとの浮気バレたの?
Huh? Taro found out about you seeing a host? Now, I think to understand this, we have to kind of explain the idea behind the host.
Yeah.
Now, in Japan, they have, as in many countries, there's an exclusive club with male hosts that women can go to. And when they go there, they can drink with these guys and talk to these guys and have fun with these guys. The only catch is they pay a lot of money for the drinks.
Yeah, right.
A lot. Some of these checks can get into the thousands of dollars.The concept is, I mean, we could take forever to explain about it. The guys are just dressed up in tuxedos, very nice. Most of these clubs, nothing happens. It's just they go there and they have a good time talking to these guys.
Yeah.
Then the flip side is they pay a lot of money for it.
Yeah. So it's really strange. Just, you know, you just talk to them and they give you a lot of compliment to make you feel very good.
Yeah. So very good for like self-esteem.
Yeah. Yeah.Exactly.
And very bad for the wallet because, yes.
Sure.
Now, one of the catches here is, obviously, if a female patron is a very good client, then the owners of the club will suggest that the hosts meet them outside.
Oh.
So, you kind of, it's funny, like, I kind of, from the nuance of your IC and your expression, it's like, oh, you know a lot about this. Are you speaking from experience?
Yeah.No.
Arigatou gozaimasu, Natsuko-san.
No.
It's not unusual for these people to meet outside the club.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what got caught. Okay, then this is followed by?
なんでバレたの?
Why did you get caught? Why were you exposed? Now, what's interesting here is in English, we would say, how did you get caught?
Oh, yeah, sure.
But in Japanese, it's
why
did you get caught?
なんで?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so, why.
It's interesting that it's kind of inferred that you shouldn't get caught. Why?
know? I see.
At least that's how I kind of read it. And then we get the answer. Here it is.
それが携帯を見たみたいなのよ。
I think he saw my cell phone. Now, a couple pitfalls in this sentence. First we have それが that, as in that reason. This is followed by?
携帯を
Cell phone?
見た
Saw Followed by?
見たい
Okay, stop here. Cell phone, saw, seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not 100% sure, but it's a very logical conclusion. Again, 見たい is based on some knowledge of some events or a little bit of knowledge, but not 100%,
yeah.
or some appearance.
So making a guess.
Based on something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last week we introduced te mitai. So, mite mitai is wanted to try to see.
Yeah.
Here, it's mita.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's absolutely no connection.
Yeah.
And as this is followed by mitai, then we know that we're speaking about a situation where the speaker is guessing.
Right.
Based on some piece of information.
Yeah.
Then we have... while she was in the bath. Okay, we're running short on time here. This is followed by?
メール消してなかったの?
Literally, mail, which is the electronic mail, mail wasn't erasing. But here again, you didn't erase the email, is how we translate it. Followed by?
バカだな。
You're a fool.
メール消すのは鉄則でしょ?
It's a given. That's a golden rule. Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Erasing the mail is...
is more important than anything.
Yep. It's something you have to do.
Yeah, you have to stick to that.
Apparently, there's this cheater's code out there somewhere. I don't know anything about this, but... Okay, we had... we're way out of time. So what we're going to do here is ask you to stop by JapanesePod101.com and post your questions. I know you're going to have a lot. We'll have people there to answer these questions. Now, today's grammar point is mitai, and as we're out of time, you're going to have to check out the PDF for this one, but a really good write-up today. And maybe we should come back with this lesson again and finish it off. What do you think, Natsuko-san?
Yeah, I think so. We're only halfway there.
All right, we'll see what we can do. Let us know if you want the end of this post, and then we'll try to get it out to you, because, yeah, there's so much more good information in here. You know what? Why don't we do this? Why don't we have the next beginner lesson continue on this one?
Sure. It's worth two lessons.
All right. So that's what we're going to do. All right. We're going to stop here and we'll see you next week finishing off this lesson. That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた今度ね。